This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. A major defense forum has opened in Beijing with around 500 defense officials and scholars gathered to discuss cooperation in the Asia-Pacific. Defense ministers from 16 different countries, including Malaysia, Cambodia, the Philippines, and Indonesia, are at the Xiangxiang Forum. For the first time, the United States and Japan have also sent representatives. Disputes involving the South China Sea expected to be big among the topics discussed. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has sent a ritual offering to the Yasukuni Shrine. This marks the start of a four-day annual autumn festival this Saturday. Abe, who's planning summit talks with China and South Korea to be held in early November in Seoul, refraining from visiting the shrine in person, though. The move still deemed provocative, though, as the shrine has been a source of diplomatic friction between Japan and several of its Asian neighbors. The Yasukuni Shrine, honoring millions of Japan's war dead, however, it's also home to 14 convicted Class A war criminals. Greek legislators have approved the austerity reform package that Athens has pledged to its international creditors in exchange for the next bailout loan installment. The bill itself includes a new round of tax hikes for all taxpayers and the introduction of tougher reforms for the pension system. It's meant to unlock a 2 billion euro aid package from Greece's third bailout. Opposition parties and labor unions arguing that the reforms will only serve to destroy the Greek society rather than revive the country's economy. A strong tropical typhoon is set to bear down on the northern Philippines for the next few days. Kapu is currently packing winds of some 175 kilometers per hour at the center. Forecasters are predicting it's going to increase to super typhoon status before it makes landfall on the northern island of Luzon sometime early Sunday morning with winds of some 185 kilometers per hour. Forecasters are predicting the storm will then turn directly north, churning its way through the most populated island in the Philippines before finally moving back out to sea over the Luzon Strait toward Taiwan sometime on Tuesday. The island of Luzon, the political and economic heart of the Philippines, is home to around 50 million people. Meteorological authorities here in China warning the storm is also expected to bring strong gales to the coastal areas of Fujian and southern Taiwan over the next few days. Two people are dead and two others hurt after gunmen opened fire at a Shiite mourning ceremony in southwestern Iran. Police say the attackers' motives and identities remain unknown at this point. A similar attack also taking place at a Shiite site in Saudi Arabia on Friday, where a gunman killed five worshippers before eventually being killed by police. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack. Cambodian police have arrested 72 Chinese nationals in connection with a telephone scam being run out of the country. A number of telephones and laptops, which are allegedly used by the group to threaten and extort money from people in China, have also been seized. Cambodian authorities allege the group would use overseas servers to make calls to people in China claiming to be court or police officers. Police say they would then claim the victims' bank accounts have been breached, suggesting to the victims they should transfer their money to a separate, safe account. Mexican authorities are suggesting they may be close to capturing escaped drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The Mexican government says teams tasked with recapturing El Chapo narrowly missed him in a recent operation in northern Mexico. However, they do say they believe the head of the Sinaloa drug cartel hurt himself while escaping. Authorities have not said how they believe he was hurt, other than to say it was not a result of clashes with police. El Chapo managed to escape from a maximum security prison in July through a 1.5-kilometer-long tunnel carved out under his cell, marking his second escape from a maximum security facility in Mexico. His latest escape causing an uproar in both Mexico and the United States, where Guzman is also wanted on numerous charges and is likely to face extradition if he's recaptured. It's being reported a Chinese consortium is making a takeover bid for Formula One racing. A group of Chinese firms led by China Media Capital is reportedly backing an $8.5 billion takeover bid for the sport. This comes as Formula One faces financial difficulties as well as continued concerns about the quality of the sport itself. Chinese investors have been expanding more into the global sports and entertainment business. Chinese real estate giant Wanda already owns a stake in Spanish football club Atletico Madrid and has also acquired sports marketing company Infront Sports and Media. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.